Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. When I hear the word Father, I immediately think of my own father. Well, you probably all do exactly the same thing. I think of a gentle and kind Christian man. He was a businessman and a busy member of our church and was always absolutely devoted to my mother and his four children. He died a few years ago, and I thank God for him. But I'm well aware that the word can also trigger completely different reactions. For some people, the word father reminds them of someone who was cruel, dismissive and rude to them. Does that mean we should stop referring to God as a father? I don't believe so. A number of people who've had bad experiences of fatherhood have told me how they desperately needed to know that they had a heavenly father who was completely faithful and loving to them. The truth is, whatever experience we may have had of human fatherhood, our fathers have not been perfect. Only God himself offers us that kind of fatherhood. Now that we are fully a part of God's family, we have the privilege of being able to call God Abba. Abba comes from Aramaic, Jesus' mother tongue, and is a word of extreme intimacy, similar to daddy. How amazing that we can address the creator of the universe with such familiarity. But that's the consequence of being children of God. We have a completely new status and security. It's helpful to think of our relationship with God as forming the foundations of life. No building can stand for long if it hasn't got firm foundations. But if they're in place, the building will stand strong and secure. Life is no different. When we're clear about our unchangeable relationship with God our Father, we can build all other relationships and plans on him. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the love and security that you give us. Help us to build the whole of our lives on the relationship that we have with you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.